Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Buying real estate with non-recourse debt and how many people that would could get wiped out from that, and it's easy to prevent. It's not just about building your empire. It's also about protecting it, too. And as quickly as you can build it, it could get wiped right out.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Ash Patel, and I'm with today's guest, Joseph Delafave. Joseph is joining us from Rochester, New York. He is a full-time real estate investor with his company, Creative Finance Playbook, where he buys real estate without using banks with little to no cash. Joe's portfolio consists of rent-to-own homes. Joe, thank you for joining us, and how are you today?
Oh, I'm awesome. Thanks for having me, Ash.
It's our pleasure. Joe, before we get started, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, I just got started in real estate, luckily, 20-something years ago, and my buddy bought one of these courses on a late-night infomercial about how to buy real estate without banks with no money, and I was a 22-year-old who was broke, so that was right up my alley, and I asked if I could borrow, and he let me. It was Ron LeGrand, who was the guy on the late-night infomercials, and I borrowed that course, and I watched the VCR tapes and the books and the audio cassettes, and I wholesaled a house a month later, had it under contract, and I made almost 15 grand, so I fell in love with real estate at a young age. And fast forward, get a job. I meet my wife in 08. She had her own house. I had my own house, but we were buying houses. In 08, the market was crashing. So we were buying about one a year, paying cash, doing full remodels, renting them, and then refinancing them all before they had that term BRRRR. In about 2016, the bank said, Joe, after 10 mortgages, we're going to cut you off. So you're going to need to figure something else out. And at that point, Jen walked away from teaching because we had two little ones, and my job just kept growing in the corporate America, working at a car dealership. And then in 2016, we stumbled upon how to buy real estate without banks and without using your credit. And that's when everything changed in our portfolio and how we were able to scale. And actually, to give you an update now, because we work from home, we actually moved to Florida. We're now living just south of Tampa because we came down here on vacation for a month, and it turned into 3 months, which turned into... this feels like vacation all the time, so we're moving here. So we went back to Rochester, New York, 2022, and sold our house and moved down here. So we're transplants like a lot of people do to Florida right now. And we're still doing business in New York. We're doing it across the country. And then about 2020 is though, when we got the ability for me to walk away from my W-2 job. And that was really the game changer.
Joe, what is the secret to buying properties with little cash and no banks?
What we learned in 16 was just really getting in front of sellers and asking them some questions. So the real trick of it was my very first deal, it's a really simple one. We ran into a gentleman named Steve, and Steve had inherited his grandfather's house and was renting it and didn't want it anymore. But he didn't want to get a lowball offer. He knew he wanted $80,000 for the house, which back then that's what it was worth. And a low cash offer wouldn't have worked, and it was turnkey, so it didn't need much. So when we offered him $80,000, he was thrilled, and we did that with seller financing, which meant that Steve is now the bank, and I'm going to pay Bank of Steve every month instead of going to Bank of America to get a loan. So I didn't need my credit checked. I didn't have to go to a bank to get approval. We did go with $100 down, which I had to argue with him to take because he didn't want my $100 down. So I told him to take his wife out to dinner. And then he financed the balance of $79,900 for a 0% mortgage at only $500 a month. So when I bought a deal with a 0% mortgage and only $100 down on a turnkey property, this is where the light bulb went off on us.
Why didn't he want to take the $100? I would have wanted $10,000.
Steve's situation was he was happy that he got his price. He knew that he was going to be dealing with somebody like my wife and myself who were going to obviously take good care of the property too. And he was happy. We did pay all of the closing costs. So it did cost us probably about $3,000 in closing costs to buy the house after we gave him the $100 down, because we pay our side and we also pay his side too, because I can't expect him to pay money out of pocket at closing for a house he just sold us with no money down. So we paid for both sides. He was happy. And then our favorite strategy now that we own this house was rent to own. And the people who moved in there were renters, but they're a different client because they're going to plan on owning it. So they gave us, I think it was $10,000 to move in on that house.
So Joe, you took over their mortgage. Is that correct on this property?
No, this was a free and clear property.
Free and clear. You closed on it. The seller turned into the lender.
Yeah, we just pay Bank of Steve every month at $500.
Why did you have a closing?
Well, we're buying the property, so we own it. We take over ownership of it. There's an actual note recorded, which is just saying that it's a promissory that my company's paying Steve $500 a month. So all that gets recorded, just like a typical sale does. Just the difference is instead of paying cash or financing it, you're able to just have it set up that way with financing. But it's still done like a traditional sale because it is one.
Is there a 30-year mortgage on this?
It's a $500 a month until it's paid.
With interest?
No, it's 0%.
So this gentleman just wanted a $500 a month income for his property.
Yeah, because he was renting it for a little over that, and he was paying the taxes, the insurance, and handling the maintenance, and he lives like an hour away. And he says, if I could sell this thing for $80,000, you cover all the fees, and I'm just going to collect $500 a month until you get it cashed out. He's like, I'm fine with that.
Okay, so you just have to rent it out for, let's say, $750, $800 a month.
That was $1,250.
Okay, good, even better. Mm-hmm. So you're making money, Steve's making money, everything's good.
Yeah, and then down the road, our renters bought the house because they gave us $10,000 to move in. They were renting for $1,250 a month, and then years down the road, I think that was about 4 years, they end up buying it, getting their credit fixed, what was broken. We have a really good mortgage guy who, within 30 days, got them approved, and they went and signed the paperwork. And then at that point, now they own the house, and then we get a big back-end check for when now they get to own it. And that's why we love rent-to-own, because you get paid up front, you get paid every month, but without the tenant phone calls of the toilets and leaky faucets or whatever. And then if they do buy it, you get a really big check then too. So we've really been working on that strategy for years. It's one of our favorites.
So you knew initially that this tenant was going to do a rent to own. That's where the initial $10,000 came from.
Yeah, that's our business model. That's what we actively search for, folks who want to do rent to own. So every house that we get, we actually get paid a big chunk of money to buy it because of that down payment we get from them.
And if somebody has $10,000 into a home, I'm assuming they have skin in the game and they take care of it a little bit better than a typical renter.
You just hit it right on the head, partner. Exactly that. So the folks that you're working with are a lot different, and they appreciate the opportunity. They really do. They treat it better than you turn it over. And we work with nice houses because that's what we typically buy. So yeah, they love the opportunity.
Do you have them take care of any maintenance issues with the house?
Yeah, part of the agreement, and they know the first 30 days I'll take care of whatever's needed. But after that, they're responsible for the maintenance, the repairs, the utilities, just like they already own it.
What about the roof?
If they know it's going to need to get a new roof, generally the houses we're buying are turnkey. But if they know it's going to need one in a couple of years or however, we price it accordingly. And they're going to be the ones having to put one on. I've got one of them now. The furnace died over the wintertime. And she asked us who our guy was because she already got a few other quotes. And I said, I think our guy could save you some money. She handled it. Now they're remodeling the entire basement. They put in a bathroom down there, all permits through the town. They're making this place look absolutely gorgeous. And I have a lot of them doing the same thing. A lot of money into the property because they're going to buy it.
If a property needs a new roof in 3 years, you said you price it appropriately. Does that mean you price the strike price, the sale price appropriately?
Yeah, because for an example, maybe I buy a house that's going to need a roof. I sometimes will offer those either done, or we could offer it with a rent-to-own handyman special, where if you do the work yourself, you could save thousands of dollars doing that. And we'll give them a discount off of what that price would be. And I'll be honest with you, if it's a guy who's a contractor and they have a company, they could get that done usually faster and less expensive than I can. But if you're a single parent, you got a bunch of kids and you work full time, you're like, I'm going to put that roof on the weekends, and that's not really what you do. You better have a game plan for what you're going to do for the roof, if that's the case.
Where does the option price come in? Do they have to buy it within 5 years and this is the set price, or does the price change every year?
That's a great question. We typically have it set for the first 2 years. Then after that, it just adjusts to market value. We still make sure that they're going to get a good deal. We're never going to kick them out because I gave you your 2 year option. You didn't do it in time. I think that's sometimes what gives folks a bad rap with rent to own. But you give them a time limit. If they don't buy it, sometimes they just throw them out, where I guess you have that option technically, but I don't ever want to do that. So we just renew it at the new terms.
What if they say, I don't want to buy it, but I love it here. I just want to keep renting for the foreseeable future.
Take your time. If you gave me $20,000 to move in and you want to rent it for a long time, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, if they're doing all the maintenance.
I love it. We have some, they've been doing it for 6 years and we never hear anything from them other than happy holidays.
I get this with higher end homes. What's the lowest price point you would do this for?
We have prices in the 70s and 60s that we're doing this with. And I've seen houses for less, just it's tough to find a much less than that, but we still do. And then we do this on $500,000 homes plus. There's folks who will do this on way more expensive homes. In Florida, where we are, South Florida, to find $1 million home is pretty common. They're all over the place down here. But finding ones that actually make sense, where it's a good deal to buy it with creative finance and then have a renter, because sometimes right now, especially at today's interest rates and at today's prices, to find a property that cash flows is almost impossible. So the fact that we're able to buy with creative finance is the only way we're finding these deals, even in today's markets, and we're still getting 3% interest rates.
On a $70,000 home, do you still take $10,000 down?
Yeah.
Okay, so that really does a lot of your background check, your weeding out of people. If they have the 10 grand, they're likely going to be able to make your monthly payments.
Yeah, we did one recently where they finally got it cashed out. They moved in 2017. It was a $110,000 house at that point. They gave us $30,000 to move in. They paid rent for 6 years without one call. Then they finally just bought it. And when they did, the price went from 110 to 155 over that span. Didn't just happen overnight. And once they got ready to buy the property, we still received a check at the back end for close to $80,000.
And you said if they exceed the given time limit, it's market price. Is that just based on their appraisal?
Appraisal and similar comps. I saw a few in the neighborhood that recently sold that were really close to this property. So it gave us a good gauge for what the property would sell for.
And if they're getting a loan, the property would have to appraise close to market price.
Yeah. So if you have a $300,000 home, you can't be, I want $450 for it. They still have to appraise it. So you bring up a great point. It's all got to fit in line, and that's important. That's why it's also important to have a large, that option deposit, because that goes towards the purchase. So sometimes only people will collect a few thousand dollars. And when time to close, they're going to need much more than that. So the fact is we collect a bunch up front to make sure once it's time to close, they have the money in house. And it's really smooth at that point.
Joe, do you buy lists of people who own their homes free and clear?
No. I used to look it up on PropStream and things like that. They has it on there. And I guess I have before in the past, to answer your question, because we used to pull up those lists and then do a mailer. And that's actually how I fairly found my first deal, was doing it that way.
How do you do it now?
We do it on Facebook, is where we found a really unique way. And this is where we've done it ourselves for this way for a long time. And we really kind of found the system that works, where I'm going to share it with you guys. There's no hiding it because the stuff just works. Is I go and I join Facebook groups. And if I'm going to target an area, the reason why I love Facebook is because I could target anywhere around the country quickly. So if I want to buy in Denver, Colorado, I could just go into Facebook, type in Denver, and it'll have a couple toggles between posts that have Denver involved, people that have that name, or groups. I like groups. I join all the buy and sell groups, all the garage sale groups, all the community groups, especially the ones that have 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people. Some have 100,000 plus. I join all of those. I could be in 30, 40 of them around that area pretty quickly, within a day or so. Then I go inside of these groups and I have a message that I put. And it's really, really simple. And I could say for anybody who just takes all of the thinking out of it and then just posts it this way, you'll have free leads. I promise you. People will reach out to you in abundance. And all we do is I just put on there, does anyone have a house for sale that's not market ready? I'm looking to buy one in the next 2 to 3 weeks. After I type that in there, I go down to where you can make a background. So you can have like an emoji background or different backgrounds, heart backgrounds. There's actually solid colors. And there's this one blue one that I like because it's blue with black letters and it just really sticks out well. And then I post it in that group. And then I post it in 5-10 of those a day. Because the thought process is, if anybody is starting to do real estate, you need to generate leads. The best leads you're going to get are off-market leads when you're direct to seller, period. Now, if you could handle that, usually you're going to need a marketing budget. But if these groups have so many thousands of people and each one averages, say, 20,000 people in each group, and I put that into 10 groups a day, do the math, guys. In 5 days out of the week, you're in front of 1 million people. Now, if only 5-10% see the message, you're still in front of 50 to 100,000 people in a week for free in any market you want. And if you're going to spread that message in front of 50,000 to 100,000 people in a week, you got to spend a lot of money typically to do that. So the fact that I can do that for free, and then when they reach out to me, we have a team in place. We actually run sponsored ads now. We have employees. We have virtual assistants who work in the Philippines. So when you see one of our sponsored ads, and that's one of them, and we market and do deals all around the country, when somebody reaches out to us 24 hours a day within 1 minute, my virtual assistant will reach out and start asking you some questions about the property.
Phenomenal. And Joe, thank you for sharing that. I got to ask you though, why do you say properties that are not market ready? Why wouldn't you also take the turnkey ones ready to go?
I do. We find a lot of those. I find turnkey houses all the time. That one ad will just have more people reach out to you and say, I have a property. I'm going to list it next week. I have a listing agreement already, or it's already listed and it's not selling. And then I find some that need a whole bunch of work. We find so many different situations. I'm moving out of state. I just bought this house 4 months ago. One of the deals we're doing right now in Florida, Tiffany is her name. She bought this house in February, already splitting up with her husband, already moved out, can't afford the payment. We're buying it with no money down. We're just covering the closing costs. So about $5,000 in closing costs. And I own a turnkey ranch in Florida. These are the deals that you'll find in these situations that just come across and you just ask the right questions.
Did they pay cash for that house?
No, she financed it.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
So you now have to either pay cash or finance it.
No, what we're going to do is with creative finance, I'm able to buy the house, but the existing loan will still stay in the seller's name. So many people have heard of creative finance. You'll hear sub two or subject to. Sometimes you'll hear of wrap mortgages or even lease purchases. There's many different terms that fell under this umbrella, and it's more of all technical stuff. But the name of the game is where you are not going to the bank. You're not using your credit to buy that house. So with me covering just the closing costs, it's only about $5,000 out of pocket with no credit check. And now
what
I'm
trying to hide.
I know. My credit's an 800. That's what my old job was. I was the
Your background.
Director. Squeaky clean. I work too much to get into trouble. But the neat thing about it is I love not having to do your credit checks and things like that because you're just going to be bogging down your credit. This is what I've learned from Ron LeGrand, who is the godfather of real estate, who's been teaching this stuff since 1981. And it's about non-recourse debt. And that's what he teaches a lot of. He was around when people were buying a lot in 2005 and 6 and 7, and everybody thought the market was great and it was never going to crash. And then a lot of these people got whacked and got taken out in 2009, 10, 11 when it went down, right? He teaches about how to not have that happen to you again. And if you're able to buy these houses, even in that situation, she's got a really low interest rate. And many of these properties that we're buying in such ways is because they have a lot lower interest rate than you can get right now. So we're still finding these deals where somebody bought a house a year ago and they have a 2.9 rate. So we love those deals.
When you present this offer, is there some education you have to do with the seller?
Well, you just really got to explain what it is, how it's going to work, and how it's going to benefit them. It doesn't work for everybody. Nothing really will.
And I'm sure the question that comes up, what happens if you miss a payment?
Well, that's a great question that comes up often. So if a seller understands the situation of why you're buying the property is because you're able to buy it and take over a 2.9, 3.5% interest rate. A, you're never going to want to miss that payment. B, the way it's recorded and have it closed with attorneys that if you do miss payments, they could take the house back by foreclosing on you. That's why we like to buy it with what's called a wrap mortgage, because there's a note in place that says that these are the people making the payments. And if they don't pay, you can take the house back. So it's important to have it legally closed. That's why when you asked that earlier, it's all done with attorneys. So if that were to ever happen, they know what legal actions to take to get that property back. And the buyer loses everything. The money they paid into the property, the closing costs. Obviously, you're not going to get that low rate out the window. So you really don't want to mess that up.
Do you have to educate the title companies and the attorneys?
If you're talking with a title company or attorney that's never done that, then you would need to. Luckily for us, we have done business in not every state, but most of them. And so since then, we've hired a gentleman who's a really big investor, and he has a company called Easy Closings, and they're a nationwide transaction company. So if we get a deal in Colorado, we just submit it to these folks, and they know the attorney in Colorado who's familiar with these type of closings, who could do it quickly, easily, and correctly. And they are the one that does it all for us, because trying to chase down attorneys and paralegals and all these things are just one thing. It'll take up too much of your time if you're doing a handful of deals a month. So we brought them on and it's been fantastic. But you will have to at times educate your attorney what it is. Good news to help you. If you look at a HUD statement, line 203 and line 503 of the HUD statement instructs how to do this. So it's talking about how to buy a property subject to the underlying debt is what that's called. And then once they could see that and you could point that to them, they could start digging into more of that.
Once you educate them.
Well, there's been times where they just might not be familiar with it. And after they have, you're able to really do great business.
Now, the question that always gets asked, what about the lender? They don't know that this is happening. Is that right?
Right.
What if they were to find out?
They can. It's not impossible for them to find out. They're going to see that it's probably been deeded to what we like to put into what's called a land trust. So we deed it to a land trust, which is totally legal to do. Sometimes if you're dealing with a big national bank or even a small local bank, what most banks want to see is that the payments are being paid on time and the insurance is properly set up on the property. And if you have those two things done, and especially if you pay the payments a week early or so, and the insurance is done the right way, you really shouldn't ever hear from a bank. And the one thing that I would say is make sure you have access to the seller's portal account or the monthly statement, because if the monthly payment changes due to a change in the escrow, you just want to make sure you're on top of that. So every month you're verifying that you are making that right payment.
Interesting. And then if the lender finds out, do they have proper recourse where they can call the loan?
Yeah, they can.
Just not typical.
They're not in the business of owning houses.
Yeah. Why a land trust versus an LLC?
Well, I like the privacy of a land trust, because the land trust, we will just deed it to a trust, and that name is just the address. So for privacy reasons, I really enjoy that. And also too, legally, you're allowed to deed your property to a trust. So if you have a home that you own and it's in your name and you want to transfer that from your name into a trust, legally you can, without the bank calling that note due. And it's done for estate planning purposes very often.
Sure. And you create a new trust for each of these properties. You don't just use one blanket trust.
Correct. New property, new trust every single time. It's something that the attorney does at closing. It's like five pieces of paper. It sounds fancy. It's just paper.
Yeah.
And it just states the name of the trust, who's the beneficiary and who's the trustee, just a couple small things. It shouldn't cost the attorney more than a few hundred bucks to draft up. And I've heard some ask quite a bit of money. It's not that much.
Joe, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
I just interviewed Ron LeGrand on our podcast yesterday, and he just brought up a great point, which I love. Once again, I just mentioned a minute ago, is buying real estate with non-recourse debt and how many people that could get wiped out from that. And it's easy to prevent. It's not just about building your empire. It's also about protecting it too. And as quickly as you could build it, it could get wiped right out. So when he's been around for doing this for 40 years and he's seen so many people come and go, I really, really dive into what he says. And he's on the Mount Rushmore for real estate investing. So I guess that's really the big thing. And in this market, we're finding where in certain pockets of the country, especially in South Florida, some of these markets, they're starting to get a lot of houses starting to stack up on the market and they're not really selling that fast. So in this situation, having this option like creative finance is a key to making so many more deals where these cash offers don't work. Even in some situations, a realtor couldn't help. And that's how we just did the deal in Baltimore on a 3-unit. A realtor couldn't help her. She would have had to write a big check at closing. Cash offers are all coming in way too low. But meanwhile, she's 15 grand behind on her payments and she's about to lose the house. She didn't know what to do. Well, actually, when I got involved, because the wholesaler brought me in on that deal, the seller had a 2.8% mortgage. Her payment was $1,900 a month with taxes and insurance, and they're renting this 3-unit for $4,000. So for me, I'm seeing cash flow and low interest rates galore. I'm like, if she owes what it's worth and we could just get her caught up in back payments, that's a deal. I don't have to offer her $100,000 less than what she owes on it by coming up with cash. And because of how much she owes it with the real estate commissions and back payments, she would have had to write a check at closing to sell it for close to what she owes. So in that circumstances, we were able to help her out where she was really in a rut. And we put a couple grand in her pocket at closing too. So she was so happy.
Great story. Joe, let's take Tiffany, for example, who sold you a house, retained the mortgage in her name. Mm-hmm. If she goes to apply for a home mortgage for another home, how does that affect her?
We just have to make sure that we keep in touch with her, because I have that happen often. And when that does happen, we just need to show the new lender the closing docs and the new note that we created showing that we're making that payment, because then she could use that for income to help wipe out some of that debt. So it's affecting her DTI, that debt to income ratio. We could help keep her in line. And just the same thing, we're actually writing up a deal today. My acquisition manager used to be my babysitter that we hired from care.com, and now she works for us and she's amazing. And we're writing up a deal today where the seller has that situation going on and he co-signed for his daughter's mortgage and his debt to income is high and it's messing up him getting a new house. So we're able to buy his house with a lease purchase, because with the lease purchase, he could use that lease income immediately to get that debt wiped off his credit report. So this is what we're doing right now. We're writing up the agreement. It should be today or tomorrow. And getting a turnkey house in Davenport, Florida that we have now at a really nice deal too. And this place is gorgeous. So we're really excited about that one.
He's leasing it from you and he has the option of purchasing it back.
No, he's going to lease it to us with the option to buy. So that deal looks like he's going to sell it to us for $400,000 is our price. The payment to him is $1,900 a month. And out of that, he pays the taxes, the insurance, the HOA, and the tiny little payment he has because we're renting it from him with the option to buy. Now, ours is what we call a sandwich lease purchase. So our payment to him is only $1,900 a month at a $400,000 purchase price. He just wants that income to show the bank by that lease agreement. Meanwhile, we're going to find somebody who's going to rent to own that from us for about $2,400 to $2,500. And our renters, like we mentioned earlier, especially on a $400,000 property close to Disney, we'll get $20,000-$30,000 down on that all day long.
Let's go into the first question of our lightning round, Joe. What is the best ever book you recently read?
The one I'm reading right now is The $100 Million Offer. That's a really good book, too. Obviously, still my absolute favorite is Always Think and Grow Rich. And I recommend that because everything that we always talk about starts in your head. Every single battle is first won and lost in your own mind. And I think that's one thing that gets overlooked. We dial so much into real estate, but we don't think about the others first. So if you haven't read that one, that's the one to read first.
Joe, what's the best ever way you like to give back?
We do things for Christmas time for our kids and go out. And I love Christmas shopping. And I think it's a great thing for our kids. We have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. So for them to go out and buy a whole bunch of toys that they would absolutely love to have and then give them all away is a great education for them. So it's a great thing that we like to do that every year. And then also, too, as far as for teaching people how to do real estate the way we do, we share on podcasts, we share on our YouTube channel, because my friend didn't buy that course on TV, I would have never got into this. So I was lucky enough to get into it for free, and I still own that course, although I paid my buddy back handsomely since then. And even with that coach, Ron LeGrand, I'm still a member of his gold club. We've hired a ton of his coaches. So it's just opened up so many avenues to me and my wife. So we still give it back and we just share what it is. We got interviewed on Bigger Pockets a few weeks ago that came out and I shared our ad. I shared what we're currently doing on there and it's working. I'm getting tons of messages from folks saying, oh my gosh, I'm having leads come in. This is so exciting. So just pointing people in the right direction and saying anybody could do this. It's not that hard.
Awesome. Joe, how can the best ever listeners reach out to you?
You could just call me on my cell phone. Pretty easy. 585-207-2240 is my cell phone number. If you have some of these situations, I love working with other investors where if they have that kind of lead that they're looking at, this might be a good creative finance deal. You're looking for that kind of stuff. I'd love to help you. And I'm able to help a lot of people. We're putting some deals together. We have a partnership that we're JVing on a fix and flip in Connecticut, brought to us by one of our listeners of our podcast. Just closed that one in Baltimore. Same thing, just from networking. So I love to network with other investors and like-minded people like this because there are more of these deals out there than there are people looking for them. And there's way too many of these out there. So I'd love to make some money together.
Awesome, Joe. Thank you for your time today. Thanks for sharing a lot of your secrets and what you're doing. We're grateful for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Best ever listeners, thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review. Share this podcast with someone you think can benefit from it. Also, follow, subscribe, and have a best ever day.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.